This is a shout out to my friends from La Barca and Bussano Vecchia. It's to the Latvian guys, to Ronald, and to Sofia, and obviously to the pig. Meeting all of you guys was awesome. And I don't know if you will hear this, but if you do, what I slept next to, the prison, which I thought was a school, the next night I didn't sleep as well. But the cops, they ran me away the next day because they said it's weird that someone is camping there. And I try to explain, well, I'm visiting La Barca in Bussano Vecchia. So they checked my whole car, they went through my documents, and it was pouring rain. They sent me away and they escorted me out of there to a random street in Bussano. And I was thinking, should I venture back up to the hill and say goodbye to my dear friends? But I had to make a artsy move and just disappear without. Like, we had the most beautiful night before, eating steak and barbecuing, talking, having a great time. And I believe it's fine to let that moment be the moment that defines this meeting. The goodbye is a bit forced. It's this that has to happen, but it's a formality. And if I know one thing, La Barca is not about fucking formalities. So I disappeared, I left, and I'm on this beach now outside Marseille. I came here to tow people out of the sand. If they get stuck in the sand, I'm gonna pull them out with my fire truck. I did this when I was here 6 years ago, and I spent like the whole day getting asked to help various people, and I did it. And I thought I should return whenever and try to spend the summer here working by taking cash payments for towing people out of the sand, like getting them unstuck. And so here I am, I got my flyers printed. It's extremely windy and the sand is so hard packed that it's, you can't get stuck if you want to. It's like concrete. So ain't gonna be any work for right now. And that's just a beautiful analogy of life. Like, when you make plans, God is laughing. So I'm gonna be seeing what comes next, try to reconnect with the present, the here and now. I have to admit, it was a bit of a struggle to decide to come here. I think I had spent a bit too much time in the fantasies of what coming here would be like, but actually coming here felt more scary than just fantasizing about doing it. That's a common phenomenon, and I'm very aware of it. So I just knew I had to put my ass here and take it from there. So I'm here, and let's see what happens. Let's see if I tow anyone. I see a lot of campers. It looks like a Burning Man. But I'm not going to think about it more. I knew I was supposed to come, and here I am. And I'll just take it from there. Catching the present and being present. That's the key.